A $6,000 sum has been earmarked by the city to start a pilot campaign to get residents and visitors to use reusable bags when shopping. They'll stop short for now, says City Councilmember Liza Simpson, of imposing an outright ban on single-use plastic bags.
It's going from single-use disposable bags, whether they're paper or plastic. Paper actually has a worse environmental impact than the plastic bags do, to encouraging people to use reusable bags. And as you know, we've talked about it. A number of cities have legislated. But what we basically have come to is we're going to start with a pilot program of reusable bags, and INSA and Recycle Utah are going to run the program.
The program aims to create an attractive bag that would be a souvenir that tourists would use while they're here, then take home.
INSA and Tyler have done a lot of work reaching out into the community, both the lodging community, All Resorts Express, anyone who has point of contact with visitors, to get them on board with the program.
There will be a citywide contest for the design of the bag, she says, that should bring good publicity to the program.
It'll involve different kids groups each year, and that, you know, you'll get your Park City bag 2013, Park City bag 2014, sort of the way we all collect arts festival T-shirts and Sundance T-shirts and things like that. So I think everybody can get behind the idea.
The bags should be ready to go for the ski season, says Simpson, and will be distributed throughout the city, likely for a small fee.
That is perceived as, you know, a small fee for doing something good for both the environment and buying into something that's fun at the same time. And when I spoke with Donnie Novell at Park City Transportation about this, you know, I said, would you guys be willing to carry them in the vans, in the shuttles, when you bring people up from the airport? And she said, absolutely. We'd you know, talk to us when you guys get rolling.
Simpson added that it would make good sense to supply the liquor store with the bags. Many folks, she says, overlook taking reusable bags to that particular stop.
People have started to train themselves to have them in the back of their car and to remember them and to remember to bring them into the grocery store when you get there. But you're right. The liquor store is definitely a different type of stop for most people.
That's Park City Council Member Liza Simpson. She says the bags could be introduced as early as ski season, but the pilot program will run from Earth Day to Earth Day. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.